Good noon to you. I'm Steve Scherr. This is The Record.
I'm Ross Reynolds. As we've been telling you, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray yesterday nominated Kathleen O'Toole to become Seattle's next police chief. O'Toole was Boston's police commissioner. That's the equivalent of chief. Between 2004 and 2006. More recently, Kathleen O'Toole served as chief inspector for Ireland's National Police Force. If approved by the city council, she's going to inherit a police department in the midst of federal reforms. In 2012, the Seattle Police Department entered into an agreement with the Federal Justice Department to address issues of biased policing and excessive use of force. At City Hall yesterday, Kathleen O'Toole told me one of her main priorities is going to be to restore pride at the Seattle Police Department.
I think morale is very difficult at this point, and understandably so. I mean, it's been a challenging time for the organization. There are mistakes have been made. There are weaknesses in the organization, but I think it's really important to get back on track, to show people direction, to give them the support they need to do their jobs, and hopefully we'll be able to restore morale. I mean, we'll only restore morale when we restore community trust, because unless the community line up behind the police, then, you know, it will still be difficult to do their jobs. So it's a fine balance, but I plan to spend lots of time out there in the community and lots of time out there with rank and file officers trying to build community trust, restore community trust, and also build pride in the organization.
Part of why you're hired is to get the city out from under this consent decree with the Department of Justice. What would be your goal to kind of finish that up?
Well, I think we should put as much urgency in the process as possible. I think we should get it done as quickly as possible, but I don't want to just tick boxes and say, oh, well, we developed a policy or procedure for this particular paragraph. You know, I think we need to realize the substantive change that was envisioned when the consent decree was signed. You know, the city's agreed to it. The federal government's agreed to it. We know we have a roadmap now. We know what needs to be done. We need to do it as quickly as possible, but we can't just tick the boxes. We need to drive substantive change.
Would you hazard a guess as to when as quickly as possible might be, some range?
Well, unrealistic to think it's going to be in 6 months to a year, but I would hope within 2 to 3 years we could be very close to accomplishing the terms of the consent decree.
If I understand it correctly, you kind of worked your way up through the ranks to become the Boston Police Commissioner, so they kind of knew you. You're coming here as an outsider. How are you going to win the trust of the Seattle Police?
Well, I've had to go into situations before where I've had to win over the confidence of the police in Northern Ireland when I worked on the peace process, and more recently in the Republic of Ireland working with their National Police Service. And it's amazing how fast the word travels. I know that the union leaders in Ireland picked up the phone quickly to get perspective from their Boston counterparts, and I'm sure the Seattle folks have done the same thing. I think it's just a matter of maintaining really close lines of communication. I met with the union leadership here this morning for very briefly, but at least to establish strong lines of communication. And, I hope we'll get off on the right foot, develop a relationship of mutual trust and strong communication. We won't always agree. You know, we'll probably have challenges from time to time. But as long as we disagree in a respectful way, I think we can maintain good relationships going forward.
Should you be able to hire the assistant chiefs on your own? I understand that the police management union has filed an unfair labor practice on this. What are your thoughts?
And I respect that. I mean, they're representing their members, and so I completely respect that. I also think it's a good thing that the city council passed the law that allows the chief to bring in outsiders if necessary. I think I'm likely to strike a balance. I want to respect and honor those people that have made a commitment to the Seattle PD over their careers, and if they're a good people internally who share the right values and are committed to working hard, then we should reward them and consider them as contenders going forward. But I also think that at this time, it's important to consider objective outside perspectives as well. I'm likely to put together a transition team over the first 30 to 60 days and then make decisions. Once I get to know the people internally and identify some potential external candidates, I'm likely to make the decision in the next 60 days or so. I don't think I should make decisions impulsively about the command staff, but I think it's important to be decisive as well, and 60 days should give me enough time to round up the right team.
When we spoke last week, it was the day that we learned that there was a 49% drop in misdemeanor prosecutions over about a 10-year period, and you expressed surprise that this would suddenly be news, that people had not already noticed that trend. How will you deal with that now that you're almost police chief?
Well, I hope to do a technology assessment right away, because a police chief and police supervisors and even cops on the beat cannot operate effectively unless they have reliable and timely information at their fingertips. So I think a technology assessment is in order as soon as possible to determine if we have the tools, or if we're utilizing the tools that we have to the best extent possible.
You've said that you live in Seattle, and I hope you'll pick Ballard, because I'll feel a lot safer knowing that the police chief is in my neighborhood. But when it comes to other officers, in Boston, I understand that you required young police officers to live in the city that they policed. Should we have a policy like that here?
Well, again, it's not up to the police chief to legislate. It's up to the police chief to enforce the rules in the organization. And I understand there are a lot of complicated factors. I personally have made a decision that I want to live in the city of Seattle because I love the city, and also I think it sends out the right message. If I'm making a commitment to this city, then I should live here. But I understand for young people, it can be a difficult decision. I mean, for some, it's not affordable. Others want to make choices as to where to educate their children. I mean, there are a lot of personal factors that go into those decisions for young officers. I would hope that we can create incentives to get young people to live in the city, not just young police officers, but to encourage young people to make a commitment to the city, because if that next generation is invested here, then it serves us all well. It's a much more vibrant place. So
you've been a big city police commissioner. Are there additional challenge a woman faces heading a big police department?
Well, good question. To be honest, I've been the first at several jobs I've done, and thankfully, none of the obstacles were insurmountable. But for the support I've received from my fellow police officers, male in particular, because many of them were my mentors, I wouldn't be where I am today. So, I'm appreciative that I've had the support of both male and female officers over the years. I noted earlier that in Washington State, women leaders are not an anomaly. That I'm just one in a long list of female leaders, both in Seattle and Washington State. So, I think this is a very progressive, innovative environment, and I'm delighted now to be a part of it.
Progressive, innovative, and some would say a very liberal city. We've got no Republican city council members, at least that we know of, but we've got an alternative socialist city council member. Police departments are considered conservative in their organizational structure and their function. Does that make police community relationships more problematic in a city than it might be in a city that has a more conservative bent?
Well, I think that, I've seen an interesting evolution in policing, and I haven't been here long enough to determine whether the evolution has occurred here or not. But, I think the average person entering policing 30 years ago when I started in the business and the average person entering today is a very different candidate. And I think, we're much more diverse now. I think police officers are better educated. So I think that, I think it's really difficult to paint a stereotype. I hope that the police officers in the Seattle Police Department are open-minded and progressive and thoughtful and principled. And, I hope that we can get beyond any of the stereotypes that may exist.
Finally, you talked about Seattle attracting you as an innovation city. Can a police department be an innovative police department?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that I think we can take great pride in that. And I've found that the police departments that are the easiest to reform are the ones that have faced the most difficult challenges, because people are just determined to move on. They really want to get beyond the challenges. I think with using good technology tools, we can really enhance the way we do business. I think with good prevention and intervention programs, we can set some national models in motion. And I just think I think all the stars are aligning at this point. Again, I'm the eternal optimist by nature, but I think this is really a turning point. And I think there are a lot of people lining up behind the organization now to help it through the reform process.
That's Kathleen O'Toole, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray's nominee to become Seattle's next police chief. O'Toole needs to be confirmed by the Seattle City Council. They'll take up the issue next month. Women only make up about 12% of police forces around the country. We'll explore more the question of, does that present a special challenge for a female chief? We'll hear from former King County Sheriff Sue Rahr. With Steve Scheer, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record.